Margaret Reckling Wilson moved to a ranch in Woody Creek in 2012. In her late 50s, she taught herself how to irrigate, cut hay, and raise cattle. Struck by the beauty around her, she also learned photography. Wilson's new book, Woody Creek, Views from a Homestead, weaves together her pictures and the history of the area.
This structure up here at the top is an old cattle loading dock.
Margaret Reckling Wilson has preserved as much as she can from the late 1800s. Her property was a homestead granted to the Wagner family by the U.S. government as long as they were willing to farm it for at least 5 years. While she's out in the fields, she finds all kinds of things that hint at the lives of those who came before her.
All sizes of horseshoes. I found old liniment bottles, old whiskey bottles, tobacco tins.
She started digging into the history of Woody Creek and learned how important the area's homesteaders and their cattle and crops were to the region.
They actually ended up feeding aspen during the huge boom of the mining era.
Wilson's family used to visit Woody Creek when she was a girl in Texas. She moved to Aspen as an adult, working in real estate. But when she had the chance to move, she knew exactly where she wanted to return.
It's such an oasis of wildlife and beauty.
Her pride in the history of her home goes hand in hand with her awe at the surroundings. Bears wander through with their cubs. Sunsets light up the peaks around her.
I look at it and go, how am I going to capture this? Of course, the camera is the fastest and the easiest.
She picked up photography and digital editing. After a few years, she started compiling her favorite shots into a book. She wanted it to include more than just her images of the ranch. She also has newspaper and Aspen Historical Society photographs of the earliest ranchers and the original structures in the final product, Woody Creek, Views from a Homestead.
It's a kind of a juxtaposition of the new and the old.
A bit like Woody Creek itself. Big modern mansions can be seen from the highway, but drive back into the hills and it's still mostly farms and ranches. There's lots of room for wild creatures. A few pages of Wilson's book are dedicated to a family of red-tailed hawks that live in a huge spruce tree by her ranch house. Other images are of elk and fox and golden aspen trees in the fall. It's not all beauty, though. One shot is a close-up of a deer carcass, bloody from a recent predator attack.
Death is part of this, the whole picture, and why edit that out?
Wilson hopes her book opens the eyes of Roaring Fork Valley residents.
I wanted to tell a little more about Woody Creek, other than the fact that Hunter Thompson had lived here, or the tavern's a fun place to go.
Woody Creek is changing. There's a proposal to build a solar farm in the area and to allow more housing. Private jets disrupt the peace.
There's another one.
The sound of that booming engine is a reminder that time marches on. Wilson says that means it's more important than ever to preserve history and capture the present. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.